Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, this past Thursday, the powerful Joint Finance Committee in Madison approved money for UW-Eau Claire's Science Hall, as well as a dorm on UW-Stout's campus. Big wins for Western Wisconsin. We've got lots of reaction. It's coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Word came down late Thursday afternoon with a press release of a news conference at 7 o'clock on Thursday night on the UW-Eau Claire campus that the powerful budget-writing Joint Finance Committee had officially voted to include more than $231 million, $231.326 million for the UW-Eau Claire Science Hall building as part of the state budget, also approving the funds to double the size of a dorm on the UW-Stout campus in Menominee. The motion to include the project was part of a joint effort by area Republican legislators. We've got lots of reaction, starting with State Representative Warren Petrick of Aliva.
Joint Finance tonight voted to make the new science building a reality. And this is a wonderful addition for Western Wisconsin that's going to be the source of new workforce, keeping people in the area to work, create careers in health care, have a pipeline of local students that will be put to work right here and have their careers in Wisconsin. I want to thank the members of the Joint Finance team for their support, all of those that advocated, all my local legislators that made this happen over the last few years. It's been a remarkable journey. Thanks to Chancellor Schmidt for all of his work here on the campus. And Western Wisconsin can celebrate this win here on this campus and also Heritage Hall at UW-Stout.
UW-Eau Claire Chancellor James Schmidt says this is the best news he's heard in a long time.
I want to give a shout out to the business community and our amazing legislative delegation from the Chippewa Valley that have made this possible. This was a big request, and I have to tell you, our delegation has been with us from the start. I know this will be a transformative building for Western Wisconsin. This will absolutely ramp up and attract students from all over the country and some from the world who will come to Eau Claire to study in state-of-the-art facilities with amazing faculty, and we will be able to keep many of them in Wisconsin to build this economy. This is a great day for the state of Wisconsin and UW-Eau Claire. Thank you.
Speaking of the business community, Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce President Dave Miner had this reaction.
This is an outstanding day for Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley area. You know, when we look at why the Chamber started backing this project from the beginning is the impact it is going to have on the greater community outside of the campus. It's going to bring new businesses, new individuals. It is going to highlight our area for the next 20 to 50 years. And when we look back, we're going to wonder why anybody thought twice that this should have ever happened. So we're ecstatic. We're really happy to see next spring come when the construction hits the floor and we start building this thing.
And they're talking about construction beginning early next year and hopefully to have the building project done and ready to go by 2026. Miner says,
one of the things we've looked at from the beginning when Jim approached us and said, will you come and support this? Can the business community get behind this? And the reason we did is 15, 20 years from now, everybody's going to look back and say, where were we at 7 o'clock on that night when we found out we got this building? Because that's how big this is.
Miner says,
as Jim said, this is going to transform our community for the next 15 to 20 years. It's going to continue the growth of the Chippewa Valley area to, I think, areas that we're not sure what are really going to happen.
Miner's thrilled that both UW-Eau Claire and Stout had their top requests granted Thursday.
I couldn't be happier for both campuses, for our community, but I'd highlight the one thing Jim said is the collaboration between our delegation, but on all sides, the business community, the university, individuals, everybody made this happen. I just heard a quote a little while ago, and it's something like, success has 1,000 fathers. And I think that truly does say to what made this thing happen.
Again, looking at the actual budget motion request to the Joint Finance Committee, the summary says replacing Phillips Hall, a 60-year-old outdated failing building, will allow our incredible students at UW-Eau Claire to work in state-of-the-art laboratories and help the university continue to be a national leader in undergrad research. The proposal goes on to say currently there are over 1,500 students enrolled in degree programs that are housed in Phillips Hall, with the majority of them engaged in projects with Mayo Clinic. UW-Eau Claire's new science and health sciences building will be a catalyst for the talent and workforce development of Northwestern Wisconsin STEM, healthcare, and innovation industries. So phase one of the project is to construct the new health sciences building enumerated in the 2019 Wisconsin Act 9 as science health science building. Phase one for $109 million. In addition, Mayo Clinic and Hewlett-Packard had partnered with UW-Eau Claire on this project and provided significant financial support along with other local partners to the tune of $13.7 million. Now, just to understand how needy this building is to be replaced, Phillips Hall is one of nine academic buildings on campus but accounts for 34% of annual maintenance work orders for those facilities. HVAC system fails to provide adequate climate control for research equipment and building occupant comfort. Nearly 1,300 original single-pane windows and 43 exterior doors create humidity and temperature control problems. There's no fire sprinkler system in the current Phillips Hall. It's the least efficient and most expensive. Phillips was built in 1963. It's got 26 air handlers. Centennial Hall, built 9 years ago in 2014, has just two research spaces. A lack dedicated exhaust systems, but low floor-to-floor height prevents HVAC renovation. Live load at one-third the current industry standard, heavy equipment limited to the first floor, inefficient use of space from additions in courtyard, long hallways, redundant stairs, plumbing, mechanical, and electrical spaces, hallways converted to research spaces to meet existing demand. There's, in the current Phillips Hall, there's roof leaks from structure defects and rooftop penetrations. Hallways are used as return air plenums, recirculating fumes from labs into hallways. The current Phillips Hall lacks secure spaces for proprietary information used in collaborative research with industries. And finally, uninterrupted power supply maxed out. Electrical glitches jeopardize sensitive equipment. 100-foot extension cords are needed in the current Phillips Hall to preserve research samples. So, again, some pictures shown of some of the many structural problems in the current Phillips Hall. So, State Representative Rob Summerfield reacting this way to Thursday's announcement that $231.326 million would be allocated to UW-Eau Claire to see this new science hall completed.
Today was a great day with joint finances, two votes today to put in one of the biggest, I think, projects, you know, for our area, the UW-Eau Claire Science Building, and then also the Heritage Hall building in, at UW-Stout. You know, these things will really, really help our workforce build for our future and, you know, make us continue to be a great area. And the future is bright for our area, so I'm just very happy with all the progress was made today on this budget.
Republican State Representative Karen Hurd had this reaction.
Several years ago, I was working on doing my prerequisite work to get a master's in biochemistry. And because I live in Fall Creek, I came to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire to do all of my prerequisite work so that I could go ahead and apply to another school because they don't offer a master's degree here in biochemistry. But they had all of the exact science courses that I needed. And I spent a lot of time in the old science building. And I have been an advocate for this new building ever since the idea came into whoever's head. And I'm very pleased today and happy to announce and to rejoice with the decision of the legislator to go ahead and fund the new science and health building here at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire.
In terms of the budget, Summerfield says,
first phase, I was very happy 4 years to get that accomplished, and now getting the second phase with the vote today by the Joint Finance Committee to move it on to the budget, that it's already a great budget, and especially now with UW-Stout Heritage Hall and the science building here at UW-Eau Claire makes this, I think, a really great, great budget. Actually, I even say the word awesome budget for the Western Wisconsin region.
Summerfield says,
with these two projects coming in there, will really, really help addressing our workforce issues. You know, they both are taking two different industries and really going to be able to promote it. I really appreciate the business community, Chancellor Schmidt, the partnerships that we have built throughout the last 4 years, because without everybody, like the previous speakers have mentioned, without everybody on board really working hard, making this a priority, not just for the university system, but for the whole community at all. This is truly a great day to celebrate and look forward to, you know, a couple weeks when we take up the full budget, being, you know, yes, being proud to vote for this budget And like I said, this is just really icing on the cake to get these two projects in for our area.
Well, State Representative Clint Moses of Menominee celebrated over UW-Eau Claire getting more than $231 million on Thursday in the budget for the new Science Hall. As a Stout alum and a native of that part of the state, he was buzzing even more about the money allocated for Stout and a dorm expansion.
It was an exciting day for Western Wisconsin as not only UW-Eau Claire's Phillips Hall project was approved by the Joint Committee on Finance, but also UW-Stout and Heritage Hall project was also approved, which is a huge impact for Western Wisconsin when it comes to filling the needs of our workforce from healthcare to the polytechnic hands-on skills of UW-Stout. Stout has a 99+% placement for their graduates that come out within 6 months. Obviously, as an alumni of UW-Stout, I am very partial and very excited for not only UW-Stout, Menominee, but also Western Wisconsin. And this is a big day for our, not only Western Wisconsin, but our state.
Representative Warren Petrick offered a special thanks to those like Republican State Representative Shannon Zimmerman of Hudson, serving on the powerful Joint Finance Committee.
We'd like to thank our colleagues that are on the Committee on Joint Finance for their hard work advocating for our priorities. We talk to them on a daily basis to make sure that this became a reality. So we're very excited for them. We want to especially thank Representative Zimmerman from the Hudson area, who is a member of Joint Finance, and he worked very hard on our behalf to get this project to become a reality.
Petrick puts this week's big win for UW-Eau Claire into perspective.
I was on this campus and graduated in 1978. I went to Stout for a while, so I'm also...
That's before me, Robert.
It is before you. But at that time, my friends who were in science said that Phillips Hall was obsolete in the 1970s. And now, as the Chancellor and I have talked many times, when we go through the building as it's held together by duct tape, literally, we're saying it is time. It is past time. But we want this to be the preeminent visionary place for people in the sciences from across the nation, and it truly is poised to be exactly that.
And finally, after Thursday night's initial press conference on the UW-Eau Claire campus after the announcement of the more than $231 million being allotted in the upcoming state budget for the new science hall on the UW-Eau Claire campus, I had this short exclusive conversation with UW-Eau Claire Chancellor James Schmidt.
He talks about 4 to 5 years, so yeah. Kind of what's your feeling of elation in terms of having been with this from the beginning to now?
So this isn't just a building project. This is about being integral to the strategic plan of the university and all of those important partnerships we have, starting with Mayo Clinic, but we have over 300 business partners in this region that rely on the research and the work and the expertise of our faculty and our students to do that. We're hoping to build on that further, but without the facility, without the evidence that we have that research base, that's not possible. So yes, it helps to replace a worn-out building. But it's really about unleashing what the 21st century is really about, which are these integral, interdependent relationships with organizations like Mayo Clinic, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, which will have one of the largest supercomputer installations in this new building. This is the tools that our students need for the 21st century.
Without looking, I mean, didn't you get some of this money in the past? But, I mean, kind of throughout the process, I mean, were you confident all along, or were there a lot?
No.
Was it a roller coaster ride?
This has been a total roller coaster ride. We got initial funding 4 years ago. We hoped to be in the budget 2 years ago, and that didn't work out. We got good feedback early on in this process this year. But I have to tell you, a major shout out to these legislators, because the last 48 hours is where all the horse trading and the deals are cut. And they were there, they had our backs, they were in the hallways, they were in members' offices, making sure the interests of this region were done. To everybody in the Eau Claire area, they've been hearing about this project for years, and it makes total sense. We had 100% support from the people in the region. But it's the legislators behind the scenes that made sure the priorities of this region got heard, and it's a testament to their amazing work.
UW-Eau Claire Chancellor James Schmidt, among many we heard from in this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, as UW-Eau Claire celebrates being included in the upcoming state budget, the Joint Finance Committee approving more than $231 million for the new science hall there, and also a dorm doubling expansion on the Stout campus. So wins for Eau Claire and Menominee and their respective universities. We heard from State Representative Warren Petrick and also State Representative Karen Hurd, Representative Rob Summerfield of Bloomer, Also, Clint Moses of Menominee, and heard from Dave Miner, the president of the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.